Hey there. Welcome to the Pelvis Project podcast. I'm Megan.
And I'm Roxy. We're two pelvic health experts brought together by passion for our careers, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and the desire for intentional relationships.
Join us in our mission to spread pelvic floor awareness and start conversations surrounding the truth behind genuine health, imperfect wellness, and joyfully navigating life. We are so glad you are here with us.
Let's start the conversation.
Well, we're back. How are you doing?
I am good. We are back. And we were just laughing because, let's see, this episode will air next week on the 24th, but currently it is, what day is it? We're like the 16th, and it is a Tuesday, and it's 9:24 in the evening. So everybody who thinks this is glamorous, we're tired. We're tired. And but when we record late at night, it's when we get a little bit more spicy. So
buckle up, y'all.
Yep. So really, though, we hate to disappoint anybody if they're really wanting some hardcore episode. But we are getting ready to take a little break for the month of May to get our ducks in a row. We are going to do some exciting kind of rebranding prep stuff for the Pelvis Project. And so we are going to give ourselves a little bit of a break. So this episode is just going to be a little bit of a wrap up and sharing maybe some vulnerabilities and of what's going on in our lives. So a little bit more maybe of a personal episode and no exact purpose in this. Except for just sharing life. You know, the purpose when one of the reasons why we started this podcast was not only to share about pelvic health, but talking about business ownership and motherhood and all that. And so far, we really have talked mostly about pelvic health. And so maybe this will be a little bit of a glimpse into a little bit more behind the scenes. So anyway, but let's still start with our new, I don't even know what you want to call it, that we are, tell us something good. So
highs,
Roxy.
Highs of the week. I've been sick. I've just been sick. And
well, that's today, not a high.
I know. The high is, though, today I felt the best I've felt in a while. Like, I'm coming out of the weeds. I just felt good. I had energy. I'm hydrated. It just felt good. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
You needed that.
I'm rejoicing in that. Day because yes. it's been kind of, I don't get sick that often. And usually even with this, I kind of just limped along. It knocked me down a little bit over the weekend. I'm not going to lie, but usually I just kind of limp along with stuff and I just power through. But this lasts longer and I get into that. There was definitely some indicator lights going off in my body.
Not listening.
Yeah. So anyway, but okay. The good news is feeling good.
That's awesome. Okay. My something good. We went out of town this past weekend to Kansas City for, we have a family member that got married, and it was just a really good getaway with my kids and my husband. And all of our family was there. The weather was beautiful. We stayed at a really fun hotel, and just to get away because there's just been a lot. There's a lot going on behind the scenes and a lot at the clinic and a lot at home and a lot at school. And so to get away and have that time with the kids, it was just so much fun. And my son is so obsessed with baseball, and we got to drive by and he got to see the Royal Stadium. And he was just like, just to have those moments when you experience your kids like first. Was really fun. So yeah, I was just very, very grateful for some family time and some nice weather. So that's my something good.
Love it.
All right.
That's wholesome. That's quality.
That's right.
What this is all about.
Yep. So when Roxy and I were deciding on what to chat about, we don't want to make this episode a downer, but I think we just want to kind of shed some light on the truths behind just being moms and working moms and business owners and all that kind of stuff, because there was a trend going around Instagram. I don't know if you saw it, Roxy, where people were sharing reels of like, Instagram's a highlight reel. Like, here's some things that I really struggle with. And I know that for myself, some of the people that shared those were people that I follow too. And it was in the pelvic health space. And it was very refreshing because I think that we can all relate quite a bit to certain things. So, not to put you on the spot, Roxy, but see, we didn't even plan any of this.
Yeah.
What's something you feel like you've been struggling with lately? And I know it's hard to put like one thing because, you know, it's always multiple.
No, I mean, I think this is timely because we're like starting, you know, in the business world, we're in second quarter, you know, like we're here. And so I think it's just a kind of a nice spot to like step back and say, how did that go? You know, how did the first quarter go? Or, you know, what are my second quarter goals, or what's the year going to look like, or whatever, you know, the rest of the year. And I think really just a big theme that I'm seeing is just like my boundaries around time. You know, mm-hmm. I think I thought, and I'll just be real here, I thought going into business a little bit would be, I am 100% in control of like my time. I very much own that. But I thought it would be easier for some reason to just put boundaries on my time and hold firm. And that just has been a huge struggle for me. And I go in teeter totters probably of like, ooh, I am more free and I don't know, like I take off without thinking, or, you know, I do different things here, you know, I don't know, I take care of myself a little better, whatever. And I just found in this last, like I did a lot of, you know, after the new year was really a good reset for me, like just literally a good new fresh start, you know, that gets really cliche, but then really just to look back on the last couple months, it was like, ooh, I need to then just do better on managing my time in a way that honors my family better. I really have been like dumping a lot of my time and my energy and my emotion into business. And that's not the point of why I went into business. And so, you know, just to really be off that path a little bit too far hasn't set well and hasn't felt good. And then also just like my patient schedule is so far out right now that then to make change, it takes a long time unless I'm going to just cancel people or say, sorry, I'm not going to see you, you know?
Yeah.
It to then make a shift in my rhythm, just there, it's such a process. And I could be like, sorry, I'm not seeing a patient this time any longer. Peace. You know, like I could do that, but that just doesn't feel good either. And so really just finding that balance, I've really struggled with. And
yeah.
What about you? Speak wisdom into my life here.
Yeah. Right now. No, I mean, I everything you're saying, I would just like, I think so many people can, especially business owners. I mean, we have some very close colleagues that we have started and worked with our businesses around the same time. And the trend is we all kind of feel that same way and nobody has it perfect. And so I think that is very much like, it kind of like from the outside looking in, you know, it's like, oh yeah, well you own your business and you can do what you want and you don't, you know, quote unquote answer to anybody. But it's like, I almost feel like it's like worse now than it was before because we're going to hold ourselves to a standard, a very high standard when it's your business. Anyway, my struggles are going to, when I share mine, is going to be very similar to yours, Rosie. I mean, we talk about this stuff often, but yeah, how you said it, just like how it doesn't align with what you want right now for your family and stuff is just like really hits home because I agree with that. Yeah, I would say I kind of feel like I'm in a similar space. I know I haven't been doing very well taking care of myself like I should. And so that's difficult because you're pouring into other people, you know, all day long. And I love what I do. I love it. I know you do too, Roxy. And so then when you kind of feel like you do it so much though, that you, because, and then that goes into boundaries, that then you don't leave enough, almost sometimes energy for yourself to take care of yourself. And here just recently, I've had a couple days where I have felt off, and I have indicators that I, you know, kind of like pay attention to my body a bit, that I'm like, yeah, I need to be listening. And so I do, but the, you know, you want to try to take care of yourself so you don't have to wait for your body to scream at you. So that, but then also to, like what you said, Roxy, same thing with boundaries of my time and doing better with prioritizing things so that I can like try to work a little bit smarter, not harder, and that I can prioritize my time on different projects and different tasks so that then I do have more quote unquote free time. Because right now I've gotten myself to a point where there's none of that. And I'm struggling with that. Some of you know that we're expanding the clinic right now. And so our weekends have been taken up with that. My brain is always thinking about that and what we're adding and exciting things. I love being creative, and that, you know, is constantly swirling in my brain. But to just like have some peaceful time where it's just like not around business ownership or treating, which is hard because it's what I love that. So that, with boundaries of that, boundaries with just what I'm willing to like settle for. I just joined, I know some of you that might follow my business page, this local women's leadership cohort. And that was one of the things that I was like wanting to work on, is this whole, like, I turned 40 and really kind of embracing who I know I really am, like the aligned me, what I know I can really do versus like the me that was like my younger self, that's very like, you know, like unsure. And so like getting those two to kind of blend together, if you will. I don't know. There's like all sorts of stuff happening. So, but yeah. Same thing is like you, Roxy, is just the boundaries, the list, like taking care of myself, having my family time. That stuff has been a challenge lately. And that is another reason why we decided, okay, let's just take May to be able to take a break from recording, have some fun time together, and get ourselves lined up to hit the ground running when we come back in June. But breaks are always good. I don't know. Do you have anything else to say, Roxy?
Well, yeah. I mean, I just think a lot of too, what I notice is like, I allow too little margin of error.
Yes.
Right. And
yes.
So like, then I just think that I don't think I'm Wonder Woman. I just think that my time management is amazing. It's not, I mean, it's not bad, but just, I don't create very much margin for error. I just like, plan one thing right into the other.
Yes.
The other. And then when one little thing gets thrown, then it's hard. But, you know, then it's hard to say. And this, I think, this isn't just us. This isn't just business owners. This is like, I think moms in general.
Sure.
If I'm honest, like if I'm hoping I'm being honest to anyone who's listening, but just thinking about too of like, okay, yeah, I need to do better at carving out time, you know, for me to do, you know, take care of myself or do these things. And it's like, just that reality of if I say yes to something, I have to say no to something. And if I've allowed no margin there, then it's like, what do I say no to? You know, and I think that that's the reality that's really hard, is to say, man, I've really got to trim some fat here. I've got to like be ruthless and just eliminate anything that isn't serving purpose, that isn't nourishing, like, my family, isn't nourishing business, isn't nourishing, you know, relationship or whatever it is that I'm looking at. And so, you know, just really analyzing and doing like the not fun work of even just saying, what do I need to say no to? You know, like what is something maybe even I like, but I need to say no to it because it's not serving me as well as something else would, you know? And so that's, I think, has been kind of a hard reality I've been facing lately of like, there's some things I really need to prioritize better, but that means like I have to say no to something, you know, and yeah, I haven't committed to what those things are yet because I don't want to say no to them, or you know, I don't want to feel like I'm letting anyone down. I don't want to appear to be selfish, like whatever that is behind that, you know, I don't want to face that. So,
well, and so we're clear here, Roxanne and I both go to therapy, and
oh yeah,
it is. I know, because you know when you said that, where it's like sometimes you have to be kind of ruthless in saying no, and when you're somebody who's historically been pretty much that yes person, and you just let it on your plate more and more. That when you do realize, okay, I really have to make some changes, it doesn't sit well with people. And then that's when, as a people pleaser, you start to be like, oh shoot, I'm going to make somebody upset. And so you go back to your old ways. And I know that's like when I mentioned this whole like turning 40 and like feeling like, wow, because I will say like, I'm loving it so far. But I think that's what it is it's like that people pleaser mentality. But when you finally get into a point where you're like, you know what? No, like this is what I need to do for me. But sometimes that doesn't sit well with people because they're so used to before, like just allowing certain situations to happen. And so that can be difficult. And when our schedules, like you mentioned, Roxy, your schedule gets booked so far out that then it's hard to make changes to it. So then you're missing things is something I'm running into right now of track meets and my kids' stuff. And, you know, I get their schedules like a month ahead of time. And that seems like it should be plenty of time. But when your schedule's booked out for 2 months and you don't have anywhere to move those patients, it is hard. And it's nobody's fault. It's like, if we want that to change, we have to change it, you know, but it weighs on you because we care a lot about our patients and we also care about our families. So goodness, it's hard. And there's no right answer for it. But I think just like speaking into, like you said, Roxy, especially to parents out there of like, it is a challenge to feel like you have everything, you're everything for everyone. But every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. And it's hard to know. It's hard to know. And we don't have the answer for you.
Yeah.
We're just making it through like everybody else.
Yeah. We know to do some deep breathing, you know? It takes you through some movement stretching. Like, we know how to help regulate. I mean, I talk about this with my patients every single day. But man, practicing what I preach too can be like super convicting of like,
oh,
telling you to hydrate. Like, I've straight up probably the most dehydrated person in the room all the time. Like, I have got to work on that, you know? And it's, man, I'm not trying to be hypocritical here, but just the struggle is stinking real.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. So we don't want to spend too much of our listeners' times listening to us and our our struggles, but I hope that people can kind of relate to this. God, we got tons of them, you know, because we are just humans as well. And we absolutely love what we get to do. And we are so incredibly grateful. Roxy and I both know that like right now, this is where the Lord wants us to be. And we're going to continue doing what we're doing. And we love doing this together and doing the podcast together. And in fact, here in a couple days, Roxy's coming on to Wichita and we are going to have our first ever Pelvis Project retreat. Thank you with the two of us.
No one's invited.
Nobody's invited. It's just us. Maybe one day we'll make this a thing and we can invite other therapists to our retreat.
Or not.
Or not.
No, I'm just kidding.
We are going to get our hotel room. We are doing some fun pictures together for the podcast. We are going to, Roxy and I love to dream together. Mm-hmm. That is what bonded us very first when we met each other on the curb in Oklahoma. And so we are going to officially get some of our business things, our joint business venture lined up and pinned down, and then have some fun and do our little dreaming together. And in fact, right before we started recording, I think we stumbled upon another idea.
I mean, if we could have a dollar for every idea that we
have. I know. We just have to make
it. We'd be millionaires.
Happen.
If we had a dollar for every idea that we executed, that's all story.
We would be broke as a joke. So yeah, we're going to do that. And then Roxy and I are also in the middle of this fertility certification for pelvic rehab providers. And so we love to, when we're in a same similar course together, going through stuff and practicing stuff. And so we might sneak some of that in too, but hopefully we'll relax and come back to you with some good content, maybe some good new, some guests lined up to interview again. And we can't wait. And we're really excited. And we just are really thankful for everybody that's been listening and sharing the podcast. So yeah. Roxy, anything else? No.
Send us your requests. We want to hear what you want to hear about. We love to answer questions.
Yes.
And yeah, meet the needs. That's what we do every day, is we meet needs, or, you know, we problem solve, or we find solutions to troubles or problems or questions. And so if you have topics that you're curious about, shoot them our way, and we can pretty much guarantee we'd probably get to them at some point.
Yeah, definitely do that, because that will really help us out moving forward. And that's always fun, because we love answering questions. So if you want to tag us, comment, share, send us a review, that sort of thing, we would appreciate it. And we will be back in a month. So in a month, we will continue the conversation. Thank you so much for joining us this week on the Pelvis Project podcast. Help us continue the conversation by liking and sharing this episode with friends. And if you really want to do us a solid, leave us a review. If you'd like to follow us on social, check out the show notes for links. And remember, this week, take a deep breath and relax your pelvic floor.